Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Fielder's Choice NHL podcast. I'm your host, Devin, joined as always by Pete. How are you doing today, Pete?
Not doing bad. Sorry, I was mumbling a little bit there, but no, I'm doing okay. Seven game slate, I believe, right? So kind of right in our wheelhouse. I like these slates, so better than to me it's better than 10, 11 gamers are just too much for me.
Yeah, a
I'm too slow.
little easier to manage. Yesterday's was seven as well. Went really well, so pretty pleased with yesterday. So
Yeah.
hopefully we can match that up and do that again today. So as always, we're going to start with Vegas totals. We got about a little over half the slate with that. Actually, well over half the slate with that 2.9 or above number that I like to look for cash. So we've got Tampa Bay at 3.4. We've got Florida, Carolina, 3.3. We've got Montreal and Washington at 3.1. We've got Edmonton, New York, Boston, all at 3. We've got Dallas at 2.9. Then we've got Chicago, 2.8. Nashville, 2.7. And then we've got three teams, 2.3 or below. So, plenty of high totals to pick from here. From there's a lot of big boys on the slate for being a smaller slate. So let's go ahead and jump right in. Starting with center, I know Connor's your boy. Are you jamming him in here?
Yeah, definitely, because and he really has no competition tonight. Like last night, I just struggled with the three of them: MacKinnon, McDavid, and Matthews. And I almost pulled the trigger and played McDavid over Matthews, one of the two. And then good thing I didn't. At least I end up getting Matthews in there. So I just don't like making those decisions. So tonight's an easy one. I think McDavid should be the cornerstone of your cash lineup. I mean, GDPs you can use leverage somewhere else, but I think he should be there. He should be your anchor. And he didn't have a great game last night, but how many games also does McDavid have two bad games in a row? We should have a good game for him tonight.
Yeah, I mean he's been super consistent. I think with their total being a little lower, you can get away with fading him tonight. It's not like where Edmonton's the highest total on the slate, like he's going to be,
Right,
uber
definitely.
chalk. I will say if you don't like your builds with Connor, I actually think tonight's the night you can get away with it. There's another guy who I can't believe I'm going to say it, but at wing that I'm going to prioritize over Connor. But yeah, Connor's the if you can pay up, Connor is the clear and really the only guy to pay up for because he's the only one over 8K. So Connor at the top by himself. And then we've got a couple of these the next tier options. You got Bergeron, you've got Zibanejad, which we've been talking about Zib all season long, how the explosion. Coming and oh boy, has it happened.
Yeah, and I'm a Zip fan, I'm a Ranger fan, and I've been wanting. It's just weird because I played him during the season, played him during these downswings, and all of a sudden now I'm skitters to play him. And yeah, he's had some big games. It's just weird. I feel tonight against Washington, I just feel like 7-6 may be too much for Zip. Maybe it's just because of the last game. We only had one shot on goal. I mean, he's playing a lot of minutes. And he had, three or four good games before it. I'm struggling as a center tonight. I don't, after McDavid, I don't see much beside just a couple guys I really like. I think center is weak tonight. Or me, I don't know. You got to talk me into using Zip because I just think I'm scarred from earlier in the season when he just kept letting us down every game. And I mean, yeah, he's pretty much double digit almost every night now, three out of 4 nights. I'm just struggling with him now.
Think that Zib is like the ultimate GPP play right now because when he goes off, he goes off. He has a freaking 60 burger on his log, a 54, 26, but he still just isn't as aggressive as some of the other guys you pay up for. So he does have a 1.5, a 3, a 2.8, a 7.1 on his log. So I don't think he's a must by any means. I do think Sebastian Aho coming in at 6,100. He's too cheap here. He's got 33 points in 33 games. He's got double digits in five of his last six. He's super consistent. They should be getting Trocheck back tonight, who is also in play. He's also a point per game guy, but I would rather take the savings with Aho. Trocheck returning only makes that team better, makes that top. unit pretty lethal. So I like Aho at 6,100. That feels entirely too cheap for a guy who literally has 8 points per game this year.
Yep, and I'm gonna have a piece of that line one way or another. And if it's not Aho, to me, Marty Natchez is a misprice, which we'll get to at wing. So I'm gonna have Natchez definitely, and my decision, am I gonna go Aho or down somebody like it was a real cheap value. We're gonna talk about in a second, but I mean, Aho's in there. I think Braden Point's a decent play tonight, but with Tampa's high implied, I can never get Point in Tampa Bay right. This may be possibly a day to go to him. I probably won't, but I'm gun shy on Point also. I've been burned so many times, but I think Aho is actually a better play than Point. But
yeah, I would pay the money for Aho. If you look at the logs, it's not even close consistency wise.
I'm struggling with these implieds because Florida's got such a high implied, and there's like hardly any pieces I want there. This is just for DFS purposes. Tampa Bay, there's nobody. It seems like, I mean, a guy like Stamkos isn't playing well. Point's not putting up points. Look at Montreal at 3-1. I none of those players interest me. So this is coming to be a condensed slate here.
Them.
Yes.
You cannot forget our boy Roope Hintz. 5,300. This log is crazy. He just keeps producing. See, this is why I actually think you can fade Connor. I think you can go Roope Hintz, who has double digits in 5 straight, 8 of his last 9. He also point per game, literally 22 points in 22 games. I think you can go Hintz and Aho, and you're spending almost combined close to what you would be spending on Connor. I love both those guys tonight. Hintz just is going to remain too cheap all season long. Then you kind of teased some punts. David Krejci is on the top power play unit for Boston at 4,100. And then Kirby Dach is back at only 2,700, second line, top power play unit. They played him 21 and 20 minutes in the 2 games. He has not been good. He was, I don't know what he was that first game, but I looked the other day and he was -3. So literally when he was on the ice, they scored all 3 of their goals against. But the fact that they're giving this kid 20 and 21 minutes, his first 2 games of the season, Kirby Dach's awesome. 2,700. This is a, 5K plus player that you're literally getting at half the price he should be. So if you need a punt or you want to run utility, Kirby Dach is entirely too skilled to be 2,700.
And I think that's where you're going to see a lot of people go that are using a guy like McDavid. They're probably going to drop all the way down to Dach. Because Dach was playing on the Kane line a little bit that night. And I'm hearing a lot of reports and rumors that he may end up again there tonight at some point in the game. So plus he's on that power play with him. But he's definitely at 2-7. That's the punt play of the night. And that's who you would use, I think, if you're playing McDavid. If you still want to get in, like an Ovi or a Kane or one of these high or expensive wingers or Pasta, one of these type of guys. But
Actually, you got anybody else at center?
No, I think we did name. And I do have Kuznetsov for Washington. I mean, still yes. With Ovi and Washington one, power play one. 3 goals, 3 assists over his last 3 games, and very reasonable 5-2. So to me, it's like, I mean, we love Hintz. I think him and Hintz are probably much same price. Probably it's almost a toss up between the two of them. But it gives you a piece of Ovi if you don't use Ovi and you end up with a McDavid, something like that. So,
yeah, let's swing over to wing. And speaking of Ovi, I've been a very vocal Ovi hater for years in DFS, but right now this dude is just playing on a different level. He's as hot as I've literally ever seen him. He has double digits in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 straight and 14 of 15. Sorry, 13 of 15. He is literally as consistent as he gets. He's up to a point per game, which is not typically his MO. He's typically a ton of goals and then, okay assists. He's just been pouring it on lately. He has goals in 3 straight, goals in 9 of 10, 10 of 11. Scoring at an elite rate. This is just 8,400. He should be McDavid's price. He should be Pasta's price. He should be over 9K. He's playing better than they are, DFS-wise. So Ovi's a priority and a must for me tonight.
100%. This is vintage Ovi. Yeah, there's no sign of slowing down. And I still think, because I see it every slate, I still think Pasta's going to get popular. He's in. I don't know who would play him. I can see GPPs, but who would play Pasta? I mean, $700 more than Ovi. But right now, you play Ovi until he goes into some kind of a slump. You got to play him right now. Play him every night.
Hey, he's on a roll. I've never seen him be this consistent DFS wise ever. He's just playing on a different level right now. So, yep, gotta like Ovi. So Pasta is absolutely in play. We actually project him to be higher owned. I would be surprised by that. I think Ovi's the play, and I think he'll see more ownership as the discount again, higher total. Looking at the logs, we actually project Ovi higher raw points wise. So yeah, I think that he is absolutely the play. Your boy Kane's price has gone back up to 6K. Listen, he's still been unbelievable at home. 1.76 points per home game. Nobody else at the position is even sniffing that. Ironically, the only one who's close to that is his partner in crime, and DeBrincat's at 1.53. So really more GPP because Carolina is a really good team. Their goaltending has been really good this year. GPP pivot off of, you know, Boston and Washington and Edmonton. Give me Kane and DeBrincat double stack here. And you can run Doc with that as well.
Yep, definitely. You can even run, I mean, I would run, I could run Kane and Doc in a cash game, but with Doc's cheap price. But Obi's the play up top. Because with these wingers, there's enough cheap wingers, I think, where you can almost get who you want today. I just noticed actually that Owen Tippett is taking turns on the
power play. Yep.
On the power play. I just saw that. Well, I'm seeing two reports. First, Olive is saying that the top power play unit is Yandel, Huberto, Vetrano, Verhage, Winberg. And then Steve Goldstein, 5 minutes later, says, looks like Owen Tippett will get power play chance tonight with Ekblad out. Three of their top five guys are out on injury.
Yeah, so, literally three of their top five.
And seeing Frank Petrano, yeah, the next tweet is Frank Petrano is going to take some turns too. So I think Tippett's a decent play at that price, especially if he's going to be at top power play unit. But to me, it's all Marty Netches tonight at 4-7. That's a misprice. This dude's on he's on a crazy hot streak. He's had four goals and three assists over his last three games. Carolina won and on a power play two. I love watching that Marty Netches play. He's a lock to me. I know we didn't really get into too many mid-price guys, but there's nobody I really love. Of course, I'll play Svechnikov somewhere tonight again because I like Carolina. But he's still shooting, but he's not – shots aren't falling. But he's going to break out. He's missing a net like crazy. But he's got a big game. But I think it's all Mario Netches or a guy like Anthony Mantha. He's playing much better, playing a Florida team without Barkov and Ekblad. He's on a top power play, going just last two games. So I'm going to probably end up going, you know, one high price winger and probably two cheaper guys, like a Netches in a value play.
Yeah, we've got in that mid-range, just to fill that out, you've got Huberto, 6,600. Huberto's one of the best players in the league that nobody knows about. He's going to have even more on his shoulder right now with them missing literally three of their best players. This is still a good matchup, which is why the total's so high. Last game, for instance, when he needed to step up, he shot a little bit more at four shots on net, played 22 minutes, which is tied for the high on his log in his last 15 games or so. Put up two goals and an assist, 40 points in 35 games. Nobody knows who he is. 6,600 for a guy scoring over a point per game.
This is a good call.
So certainly in play as your mid-range if you land there. And Martin Nietzsche is playing really well. Don't forget about Yanni Gord.
Yep.
I keep forgetting to talk about him at center. For some reason, I always think he's listed at wing. Yanni Gord is still only 4,900. He's got goals in five of his last six. He saw his goal streak finally come to an end the other day, but that's just another guy to throw into that utility center pool and that 5K range, who's running pretty hot. So he's absolutely in play. And then we do have some punts on the board. Brett Conley, top line, top power play unit for Florida. I am, you know, while we're seeing some discrepancies in the unit, Conley has been a name that's been there, you know, consistently. It's been that last guy that's been kind of all over the place from what we're seeing. But so Brett Conley, minimum priced, you know, last year Conley had a really, really good start to the year, ended up cooling down, but you know, he's capable. We also have Anders Bjork for Boston is getting a chance on that top line power play too. They tried Frederick there the other day. It did not work. Bjork took over, played well, didn't do a lot with it, but I was listening to the broadcast. They were talking about it after the game, talking about how well he played. They just weren't able to score. He is a viable punt as well. Anybody getting you post exposure at minimum price, absolutely in play.
Nick Ritchie's a value play at 4K, I think, too, also.
Yep, Nick Ritchie down 4K. He remains in that top power play unit, still in play. Daniel Sprong, 3,100. So there are some options. Puglia Garvey's down to 39.
Did you mention Brett Conley?
Yeah, Brett Conley is who I was talking about. He's locked into top line power play one. So he's certainly in play as well. So there are options here.
I got Tom Wilson, 3,900. Play second line, number two power play. And Jarn Krok, second line, number one power play. He's got 4 goals and 4 assists in his last 10 games. So he's playing well. There's plenty of ways. There's plenty of ways to go tonight. I think you can almost get who you want to play tonight. If you want McDavid, you can get him and make a decent lineup. If you want Obi, you can get him and make a decent lineup. To me, I'm paying attention to two things. If Hintz is playing, that's just because it's annoying because in one way, because we usually it's game time decision, but it's nice because that pretty much missing every other game is keeping his price down on DK's algorithm. And I'd like to know if Rennie's in the net tonight. I don't think Saros is ready to come back yet. But if Rennie isn't in the net tonight, I'm going to lean toward Hintze and maybe another star somewhere because I think Rennie's terrible.
Yep. All right. Let's swing over. Yeah, but let's swing over to defense. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You can pretty much do what you want. You've got Brett Conley. You've got Nietzsche under 5K. You've got Bjork. You've got Sprong. You've got Killorn 4-3. We didn't even mention him. He's on power play one.
Yeah, I've got my list here.
There are tons of values. Not to mention Kirby Dach. Even Philip Deneau for Montreal is power play one, top line 3K. So there are so many options that are, you know, 5K below, even 3K below, top six power play one. So tonight's going to be pretty much prioritize your big boys and go from there. Defense, are you playing any of the big boys of defense?
No, I think if you're playing anybody, it would be Dougie because he's playing so well. But no, there's plenty of guys in that mid range and lower where you can go. I would start Adam Fox and probably go below that personally.
Yeah, if you are paying up, I think it has to be Dougie. He actually has been, he's the one guy who may be worth paying up for. He's got double digits in 9 of 10.
11.
So he's been really good. Yossi's been good too, but he's a little more susceptible to the under 10Ks, which is tough pill to swallow at his price. So really more GPP for me. I'm not touching Hedy. Just Tampa Bay is too good. They're too loaded. It's hard to pay up for Tampa Bay guys. So yeah, Fox has been really good. Fox has got 4 straight really, really good games. Essentially 6 straight double digits. The one in there is a 9.1, but Fox has been good.
0.7
straight. Let me check his FanDuel price. He's been super, super cheap on FanDuel all season long. Go ahead, keep going with defense. I'm going to look at some FanDuel price.
So we got. I still think Matt Greshlick's a decent price on that first pairing in power play one. Anytime your quarterback in a power play with Pastrnak and Bergeron, you're in play. Keith Yandel, he may end up making my main lineup tonight. He's been played only $4,200, power play one, with no Ekblad against the worst penalty kill in the NHL, which is Detroit. So I may end up anchoring my lineup with a Keith Yandel. Now, you know, you look at his logs, they're not showing it, but I see a big game coming. Once again, it's against Detroit, big game coming from today. Cheaper guys, Ty Smith. I like to use him a lot in cash games. He's kind of like my go-to guy for punts, 20-plus minutes, top pairing, top power play quarterback for Jersey. Plus, we have Brett Pesce, maybe as low as I'll probably go. He's got assists in his last three, four games for Carolina. He's real cheap. And then I got one dart. If you have, you're stuck at 2.5, you need a minimum price. This guy, Marcus Nutavara, playing on a second pair at Yandel. He's getting some power play two-time at minimum price.
Yep, that's your punt if you need it. I think I'm not sure you need to go there. I think you can go Brett Connolly.
I don't think
your
either.
Punt.
Right.
But yeah, if you end up kind of stuck, did you mention Adam Boqvist as well? He remains on power play one.
No, the only reason I didn't mention, this is the first time I haven't mentioned him in 2 weeks, is just I don't like the matchup. But yeah, I mean, you got to say him. We say him all the time. He is power play one. And I just don't like the matchup tonight, but definitely.
Yep. So agreed with all the guys you mentioned. Over on FanDuel, just taking a look really quick. Adam Fox is really cheap. He is 1,200 cheaper than Hedman, for instance. So he should be pretty popular. Dougie is pretty affordable too. Miro Heiskanen's really cheap. Keith Yandel, you mentioned, he's really cheap over there. At FanDuel, you have a decision to make because Pasta is actually 400 cheaper than Ovi on FanDuel. Ovi is priced accordingly. He is the most expensive wing on the slate over on FanDuel, which is how it should be. So I wouldn't blame you if you went Pasta over.
Does FanDuel have the shot bonus though?
No, they don't have a lot of the bonuses built in the same way. So either way is fine. Just to throw that out there. But yeah, you still got Conley. All the same plays we talked about are really cheap over on FanDuel as well. And then over on FanDuel, Roope Hintz again, 5,600. You know, I'll take that all day long. All right, let's finish out with goalie here for both sites. You know, Halak comes in with a 1.97 goals against average at home. He's been really good. He's not a bad price at 8,100 if you want to pay up. Nedeljkovic for Carolina's had a really good year, 1.99 goals against average. On the road, he's certainly in play. Tell you what, if it is Saros quietly has a 1.84 goals against average at home. So as you mentioned, if Saros is in net, that is a downgrade to Dallas.
I definitely, if Saros is in net, I probably would stay away from Dallas. I got a feeling that he's not coming back from what I read. But yeah, I'd play him if he plays. So I like the Carolina goalie. I like the Boston goalie. Vaz for Tampa has been hurting me. He's like a soccer goalie. He needs a shutout and a win in order to make value, it seems like, all the time. But
he just doesn't. They don't give up. They don't give up enough shots to play him on draft.
What about Lankinen tonight? I guess more of a GPP. We should probably be playing Carolina guys, but Lankinen to me is a perfect GPP goalie. I mean,
yeah. I mean,
Sony
you could
stand his head.
You could potentially roll him in cash based on, you know, shot volume he could face. If you do that, I would probably only play like one Carolina game of cash. You know, don't play and Nietzsche's and Dougie and then play Lankinen. Like, don't do that in your cash lineup. That doesn't make any sense. But you could still. But you could justify, you know, a Carolina guy if you still play Lankinen, because Lankinen's given up, you know, he gave up 3 goals last game. He still put up double digits because he's seeing shots. He gave up, he's got a couple examples where he gave up 2+ goals and still had serviceable games.
I used Cam Talbot last night, who gave up, 3 or 4 goals, and I still got quite a bit of points from him. So, yeah. You know, he went to overtime. Hey, here's a good question. If Calvin Bacard gets to start tonight, what's his price? Playing against Florida, He's unconfirmed.
is
He's got to.
6,900.
Would you use a Calvin Bacard against Florida? I think I would at that
He's
price.
got goals and or he's got double digit games and two straight. Against against the struggling club. This is a Florida missing their best player, in Barkov. Hornquist is probably the third best player and Ekblad's probably the fourth best player. So they're missing literally three of their top four or five players. So I mean, it's risky, it's a punt. But yeah, I mean you could certainly play Calvin Pickard.
I mean, hey, you spent 8-4 for Vasilevskiy and get 3 points sometimes. So,
Yeah,
see what I mean?
absolutely.
It's, so.
And then one other name, probably more GPP, but see if I'm actually, I think instead of playing Lincoln, and I think I'd rather play Mackenzie Blackwood as my
Yeah,
kind of
I have him
middle.
listed as my top. Yeah, as my top GPP
Yeah,
slash value play.
so he's got, he had a 41 last game in this same matchup, 16, 30, 22. That's four of his last five games. He does have a negative 1.4 sandwiched in there. But overall, he gets on these streaks where he's pretty darn good, and he's kind of on one right now. So that would be kind of my favorite mid-range option.
Totally agree.
Okay, favorite GPP stacks.
You see, course, I'm going to say Carolina. Well, of course, I'm going to say Carolina 2 and GBPs because I want the Shvechnikov Staal line. But Trocheck's on that line now, too, right? Yeah, what you got? Yeah, I mean, no, it's fastest. So it's Trocheck fast and Shvechnikov, Carolina 2, GBP. I'd love to see
Yeah,
Shvechnikov and Trocheck together.
I love Tro. If you can confirm Trocheck's playing before lock, you're going to get him at zero ownership, and he's had a phenomenal year.
Yep,
He
so
is
good spot.
a fantastic GPP play tonight.
What's Trocheck's 6-7?
Yeah,
Yeah, I wish he
he's
was a little
not
cheaper.
priced. He's too expensive, so it's going to keep his ownership to essentially nothing. Especially carrying that tag. But like I said, if you can confirm he's starting, I love that as a GPP play.
And my other one, probably, I like the Rangers tonight. Rangers won. Kreider, Zib, Buchnevich.
Yeah, I mean Rangers have been the ultimate GPP team right now. That entire top six. The nice thing is about them is it's literally all coming from that top power play unit, like everything. Top power play unit in Booch has been where all of your production's coming from.
That's pretty much it. Rangers 1, Carolina 2. I could I the Tampa 1. I like the point. Tyler Johnson's up there now, something different. But they're gonna be getting points from somewhere.
Yep. If Pekka's in net, I like any line Roope's on. He's
Yes,
just he's
yes.
been that good. Yeah, I like the Trocheck-Schveck pairing a lot. If Trocheck plays, Ovi, Kuznetsov, I like a lot of like little double pairings tonight.
Yeah, that's where I usually go in cash anyway, so.
All right. Well, with that being said, nice little slate. Top plays will be out here as soon as we're done. Cheat sheet is live. We'll be updated one final time, and good luck, and we'll catch you next time.
Right, good luck.